Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
10 minutes now in front of 6 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO. A little bit later than normal. We typically visit with him, sports schedules permitting, at 4:10 on Saturdays. But we had Twins Fest coverage today, so Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, warming up a little bit, how's the bite?
Actually, we are very far from normal, Steve. That was a very good thing you said there, but... Yeah, it's kind of waiting for this front to go through. It's, we've been plagued up here in the north and the northwest with these fronts coming through every 2 or 3 days, these clippers, and it really does shut the fish down. But I'm waiting for it to kind of blow through tonight, going to stabilize a little bit tomorrow. And, boy, this next week looks really good, especially midweek to the end of the week. It's going to be stable in the 30s, you know, no surprises. So, you know, fishing will come around. It's just going to take a couple days.
All right, Steve, one of the things we've known, finally good ice conditions. Let's talk about maneuvering on the ice, towing options for portables, the pullover style ice shacks, because you've always liked to be mobile. I know some of those, like the big, you kind of set them in, and the ice castle, so to speak, but you like to stay portable and mobile.
Yeah, you know, this year I actually broke down and bought some tow hitches for my portables. I have like 3 different brands of portables. Instead of pulling them with a rope like I've done for 40 years, not a really great idea, because sometimes going downhill, you know, your portable gets ahead of your snowmobile. It can be a little dicey. So I actually got, you know, the factory hitches for all of my houses now, and now I can really cruise 20-30 miles an hour in the snowmobile or the ATV. It's much more stable. It's a little bit of work to attach them and, you know, set them up and everything, but man, I'm really impressed. I mean, it's much safer, you can go a little bit faster, and I highly recommend get rid of the ropes and go to those tow hitches, especially by the factory.
Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, and once again waiting for a mild kind of calm pattern, and you mentioned that we're going to see that. What's the approach? Where do you expect the fish to be when things calm down and kind of smooth out here in the coming week or so?
You know, Steve, it's been a really bizarre winter. I'm still catching fish in 5 feet of water, which is really kind of unheard of at this time of the winter. It's been going for like 2 months, and it doesn't matter what lake I'm on. They're all very, very shallow. Usually by now they tend to move out into the deeper basins, 20 to 30, 40 feet of water, feeding on insects, but they're not. They're shallow, and it's just weird. You can see different species come through underneath your hole, you know, duckfish and crappies and walleyes and northern pike, and it's like everything is in the green weeds. And, you know, I've talked to a few of my cronies, and we're all thinking the same thing. We still have legitimate green weed growing and, you know, putting out oxygen and holding bait fish, which is very, very unusual for the end of January. But I'm finding, you know, a lot of my guide buddies are in 6 to 9 feet of water, not in 20 to 30, and they're killing fish. So for some reason, and I think it's because of the oxygen, you know, in those green weeds that are still alive, that those fish are shallow. So that seems to be the pattern, really, no matter where you go.
All right, Steve. Well, once again, the weather's going to kind of mellow out this week. 30 tomorrow here in the cities, 38 Monday, into the low 40s on Tuesday, but quiet. First event that might bring in some snow and maybe change things comes Saturday, but that's only a 30% chance of snow. So once again, pretty mild, pretty calm week. Should be good.
Yeah, it will be, and it, you know, it's very predictable, Steve. When you get 2 or 3 days of stable weather, rising temperatures, the fishing is always really, really good. And I do hope we get some snow. We really need it. We have only maybe 2 inches up in the north country, northwest. I mean, we really need it. The lakes are low. Nobody's snowmobiling. Everybody's crying. We need snow, so bring it on.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you, and we'll do it again at our normal time next Saturday following the news and weather at 4.
Hey, sounds great. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Weather-wise, once again tonight, clear, low near 7. Sunday, sunny and 30. Monday, sunny, 38. 41 Tuesday, 30 Wednesday, 35 Thursday, and then on Friday, 38.